Episode 1815, The Power of Potential.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. And guess what? We are 2 days away from kicking off a brand new decade. Yes, it's the year 2020. Are you ready to impact the world that you touch? It's all about the power of potential. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, every man and woman yearns to live out their life's work through their purpose. We have a dream. So how can you make your dreams come true this new year? The power of potential lies within you. You see, the power of potential is key. We see our potential, though, as only being what we think is achievable. Therefore, we put limitations on our own dreams based on lies and truths, and limit our potential for greatness based on past experiences. Whew, that's a lot to think about. Well, have you ever thought about your potential today is going to be greater than tomorrow? No, you compare what is happening today with what happened yesterday. History can fail you. History can fail your potential. Also, think about this. Being told that you have potential can feel like a compliment or a judgment. If you feel like you're already doing less than what you can, oh my gosh, guilty as charged, let the gavel fall, right? You're like, seriously? There's no way. And at the same time, you feel strapped not knowing what more you can do to get further than you are right now. Here comes history again to rain on your parade. It's a mind bomb that goes off unexpectedly. Wolfgang von Goethe says this, "An unused life is an early death." Well, that's not something we want in our new year. You know, I'm afraid to fail, but now I'm miserable because I'm not living up to my potential. You know, everything that people keep telling me, I'm supposed to be able to do this, but man, I just don't believe that I can. What story are you living today? Are you telling yourself lies based on past experiences, based on past truths? What story are you living today? Are you hiding amongst your past endeavors looking for hope in the future? Well, it seems like a misstep. Where is there hope in your past looking forward? Hope is found when forgiveness and grace are present. So what story did you live out in 2019? Were you focusing everything on what you could do, your potential? Or were you looking side to side, seeing what others were doing? That comparison, gets us every time. Dennis Waitley and Rennie Witt says this, "On our track to success, we have to fight the tendency to look at others and see how far they've come. The only thing that counts is how we use the potential we possess and that we run our race to the best of our abilities." The power of potential is within you. It's not what others do or don't do. It's your race to run. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Kick this off into the new year. Run your race, the power of potential. You don't have to wait on commentaries or comparisons. You do you. Now that should put a smile on your face. It's Monday. Okay, maybe the kids are driving you crazy because they are still out of school and you're looking at your watch going, gosh, if that clock could just tick around those numbers a little faster so we could speed up time. But then you're like, I don't want to rush time because that means it's a new year, which means I have work to do. Okay, take a deep breath. Run your race. You do you. Your past is not the predictor of your success or your potential. So what story do you want to live in 2020? Don't sell yourself short. Don't fall back in what you didn't do. Focus forward. It's always about what? Falling forward. Why not give in to the impossible so God can make it possible? Let Him open and shut the doors. But first, that means you have to open your heart. Now, what does that really mean, open your heart? You have to believe that you can achieve. Don't set any boundaries on what looks like you got this. Take it one step at a time and see where God carries it. It's not up to you. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, one of my favorite verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Believe that you can achieve. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The power of potential resides in God and your ability to trust, walk, and execute how you take aim. Action ignites motivation. That action may be in waiting. That action may be what? Taking that next baby step. You want to write a book? Are you writing every day? You want to start a new business? Have you come up with the name? Have you filed the paperwork with your city and county so you can begin the process? Are you going to start a network company and joining them? Have you reached out to a consultant who you want to work underneath? The power of potential starts with you and God together, but you have to be willing to take aim. So what does the power of potential look like in real life where you run your own race? Well, number one, you have to search for clarity, not for certainty. You're not banking on what you could do in the past or what you think you can do in the future. You're searching for what you know you are to do in the present. Create your now. It's for clarity, right? Certainty brings up the whole idea of perfection. I want to get it just like this, whatever that this is, right? Fill in that blank. What is it for you? Are you not starting your business because, oh, you have to have all your ducks in a row? I'm telling you right now, 5 years ago, if I would have kept saying, you know what, I want to make sure I have everything in order before I start this podcast, I would still be sitting on my couch. That'd be three houses different, though, in a different living room times three, because that's how many times we moved since this podcast has launched. And so crazy, yes, I wouldn't have launched it. Because what? I would have let certainty reside over my clarity. Search for clarity, not for certainty. Create your now. Go beyond that. Number two, create discipline, not deception. Discipline engages your potential with purpose. It's the connector. Your mind can play tricks on you, right? Our mindset, we've talked about this, which means your mind can deceive you. If you're disciplined, you run the race that's before you, not behind you or next to you. You're not misplacing your energy or focus. You're doing what? Creating your now. Create that discipline, not the deception. It's not about being perfect. It's not about, oh my gosh, I think I look the part, so now I can go do it. Oh, I think my writing is exactly where it needs to be, so now I can go write my book. Seriously? No. All of that is misleading. It's deception. Create discipline. You want to be a writer? Write every single day. Even if it's in your journal. If you don't publish it anywhere. Start writing 50 words a day. If you've been writing in your journal for a long time, then start being disciplined and saying, I'm writing 500 words every single day. Whatever that is, write. If you want to clean your house and declutter your life, I get it. It can get kind of crazy. And if you've got little ones hanging all over you, man, you just sometimes go through life going, I got to stuff this in this corner and that in that corner. And then maybe I'm going to push a few things underneath and the dust bunnies are going there too. And now you're just like, I want a clean decade. I want to start off fresh. Then start with one room at a time, one corner. I'm doing the same thing. Right now, I'm going through stacks and stacks of books. I should take a picture. Seriously, right now, they are in my bedroom because I'm trying to organize. I have a library everywhere. I have one in my upstairs office and also in the adjoining room, which is also my workout room. And then I have one downstairs on the main floor. And then I have those that are in my bedroom. And when I say literally a lot in my bedroom, oh, we're probably talking at least 75 books. And no, I'm not over exaggerating. You could ask my mom. I have a lot of books and my husband has been so patient. But you see, it's not about trying to have everything perfect, but it's becoming disciplined. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm like, I've got to start this new year off less cluttered because I need to know what books I'm reading first. I've got to get them in order so I can make sure that I'm serving the authors of those books and I'm serving my audience, as in you, so you can understand the books better. You can gain some knowledge from it and the community. That's a lot of responsibility. So I have to create discipline, not deception. Don't misplace your energy or focus. Create your now. And finally, number three, aim for possibilities, not probabilities. We can become way too calculated. We've got calculators all over, right? We pick up our phone, it's like calculator, and we can come up with some figuration that says, well, if I do it this way, then I'm guaranteed the probability that it's going to come out this way. You're not gambling on your dreams. Aim for possibilities. This is the igniter. You can't start a fire without a spark. When your focus is on probabilities, then you open up your mind to second guessing, self-sabotage, and self-doubt. And I'm all about being your best selfie, but you know, that's going the wrong direction about the self part. That's the wrong self-focus here. Aim for possibilities that in conjunction with discipline and clarity, you have a fire, a dream. Nothing is impossible. Search for clarity, create discipline, aim for possibilities. Eleanor Powell says this, what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. What gift do you want to give God this year? What gift do you want to be to Him? I know you have a servant's heart. So this year is the beginning of a new decade, and it has a really cool ring with two sets of 20s, right? It's 2020. How cool and awesome is that? What do you want to see God live out through you? I came across this quote, and depending upon your age, you'll relate to it one way or the other. If you're younger, then you can kind of look into the future as older, and if you're older, you'll look back going, oh yeah, I remember that. Catherine Isles says this, we spend most of our 20s discovering all of the hundreds of things that we can be. But as we mature into our 30s, we begin to discover all the things we will never be. The challenge for us as we reach our 40s and beyond is to put it all together, to know our capabilities and recognize our limitations and become the best we can be. Create your now. This is your year. This is your decade. The power of potential unlocks your dreams and gives your head and heart permission to go above and beyond your own limitations. Your purpose is your presence. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what miles of greatness will you travel this year? Where do you want to go? How high do you want to climb? Imagine the impossible because God's going to turn it into possible. God's got you. And now I know you're ambitious. So why not ask yourself, what miles will you travel this decade? We're just coming off of 10 years. Looking back, what have you accomplished in the past 10 years? Maybe some of it you loved. Others you're like, yeah, not so much. Maybe some of it was challenging. Maybe there was a lot of pain and hurt and growth and learning. And now you're at this crossroads going, man, Lord, I just see it. I feel it in my bones. My heart is beating so strong. I know you've got me covered. You've got me protected. You've got my family. And you are leading the path. Where will you travel this decade with God? You know, this year is going to be an extraordinary year. I know it is. This decade is going to change lives, and you're going to be a part of that. I'm so excited that if you want to become a part of the community, we are launching the AIM Academy. So be on the lookout. You're going to hear some announcements coming up. You want in. You want in when I open up the doors. It's going to be exciting. We're starting from the very beginning, and we're going to grow and walk and do life together. I'm excited about it. I cannot wait. It has been years in the making. God has been pounding on my heart. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. I was one that was holding my own self back because I was falling into the certainty. I was falling into the deception, the perfection. I was falling into the, oh my gosh, I don't know that this is possible. If I look at it, it's probable. And if I do this, maybe it will work out, but question mark. And if there was any hesitation that failure was a probability, I was like, okay, step back. And there were times excuses won. Now, there were times that technology was not on my side, and so we had to take a step back. There were other times where family situations came up. A wedding, a move, a major transition. Life happens. But you see, God kept saying, Christiane, I'm not done with you yet. There's more. And I know you are excited about the new year and the decade to come. I look forward to walking with you in this. So be on the lookout for the AIM Academy. And you know what? This is your year to create your now. Let's join together. Let's walk together. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week and a happy new year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.